You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio.
Yes, welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I'm St. Tone.
Ah, I'm Janie Beauclair.
Now you know the both of us.
How is everybody today?
I don't know. Could you hear them? How
I
are they
did.
Doing?
The yeah. crowd roared. It was
They're
great.
Doing great. That's the one thing about radio. It's not a live audience. We do this.
Well,
this is not recorded in front of a live audience, but it is recorded live.
It's true. It's true. So happy 4th of July. Just passed a couple days back. Hope everybody celebrated safely and got to see some beautiful fireworks and remembered the reason for the season, if you will.
It's amazing how much stuff they blow up in one night. Seriously, I mean, when you think about what
USA,
they do.
USA, Pyro City.
Yeah, we'd like to blow things up. You know, especially us coming from Florida. I mean, Florida fireworks were legal, and obviously they're legal here, too.
In California.
California. But, like, growing up in Connecticut, they were illegal.
Right.
And yet everyone would sort of sneak them and try to light some fireworks and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and there's areas here. Last year, remember, we went to a war zone to watch fireworks. That was very entertaining.
Yeah, that was really interesting. And it's really amazing here, especially with the drought.
Wait, you have to explain it.
Oh, you
want
to go back
go.
To that? Okay.
You can't just let that
Actually,
go.
Actually, you know, my buddy Dave just mentioned that. He goes, did you drive through Beirut?
Beirut
again. He goes,
that would be Dave Gilman of Gilman Amps.
Gilman Amps. Basically, last year, what Janie and I did is we drove around our neighborhood. And we were new to the area, and we went down this one particular street.
And our area, by the way, is a no fireworks zone. They weren't legal in our little town, so we crossed a few streets later to the next
That's
town.
That's true. That is correct. That's correct. We were in Cypress, California, where it's illegal, and then I think we went to Los Alamitos or Buena Park.
Next town over.
And long story short, as we drove into a development, and everybody.
Every single house
had
in
fireworks.
That neighborhood, and there was probably, I don't know, maybe 500 houses in that neighborhood.
Yeah, all the streets, it was like some crazy movie that you were watching because everyone had lawn chairs out front, and everyone was
Big
blowing
family,
stuff up.
Big family dinner parties in the front lawn.
Yeah.
And in the driveway. There were people everywhere. There was smoke everywhere because there was so many fireworks going off. And it was bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, and you're driving real slowly because you're going, this is insane.
It looked like a war. It looked like a war zone. It was just the craziest thing ever.
And to see, like, kids on their skateboards and kids walking around and stuff, it was just like I said.
It was friendly and fun.
It was just like one of those
visually,
weird movies.
It was shocking. So that was our first firework experience, actually.
And what I was saying about that, and especially this year in California, we're in the middle of a drought.
Right.
A pretty serious drought. And there's always a threat of forest fires, and I would think that they would just make it illegal for fireworks, but nope. It's the 4th of July, and we're blowing things up, people.
It is.
With a southern accent.
So hope you guys blew up a lot of stuff and had a great time and did some family picnics and that. And let's talk about blowing up something else.
Yes.
We have a really good friend, and you've probably heard him on our show many times, Mike Precise from Raw Feed Radio.
Yes.
Mike is 28 years old. He has a twin brother named Todd, and they both have a very rare eye disease. And so combination of the band St. Tone with Tony St. Tone and Humanitarian Radio, we've decided to take on this eye disease because we recently discovered that there is a cure for this. There is a fix. There's a laser surgery fix that can bring both Mike and Todd back to 20/20 vision. But the key to success here is they have to have the laser treatment done before they lose the balance of their sight.
And they're losing it quickly.
Rapidly, rapidly on a daily basis. But the other thing about this disease, too, is it causes a lot of pain. So both boys suffer on a daily basis with a significant amount of head pain behind the eyes, and that's all part of this nasty disease. So we started a GoFundMe site.
Mm-hmm.
For Mike Precise and his brother, and we're going to put a link on our website. We are also going to be doing some fundraising through the band.
Yep.
Mike is affiliated with people at Agape Spiritual Center, and we have performed there many times. So we're going to work out a concert of some sort there and do a fundraiser there.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. And, you know, the fact that we're actually getting an opportunity to do something like this, you know, in conjunction with Humanitarian Radio and being able to give back to an individual.
To two individuals.
Two individuals. I mean, the fact of someone losing their sight and you have an ability to stop it and correct it and bring it back is amazing to me, that we have this technology and yet there's people out there who just can't afford it.
It's money that's stopping.
It's just money.
That's all it is.
And it's not a lot of money, you know, when you actually think about it. And if you break it down into small little sections, if we can get people to donate $5 or $10,
yep,
stuff that you would normally spend on an evening out drinking or having dinner,
right,
you can help someone get their sight back.
And Mike had been quoted $150,000 to do this surgery. We got in touch with the doctor who is the number one specialist for this surgery in the United States. He happens to be right here in Los Angeles. We got a hold of them, and they're willing to do the surgery for $25,000 for Mike and $25,000 for Todd.
Wow.
Now, for $50,000, we can give the gift of sight back to two humans as opposed to $300,000. So, man, raising $50,000, that should be no problem to get these boys' vision. And now listen to this. Mike is a computer guru. He is a social media madman.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, Todd, cuts wood for a living. Now, you need your vision for both of these jobs.
Yes,
pretty
one,
critically.
One more than the other, I would say.
Well,
you
both,
know.
Because they're both, it's both their livelihood.
True, but one's a little more tragic. If you miss, you might take your foot off.
Well, yeah, then there's that.
Yeah.
But the thought is that, you know, when these guys lose their vision, they're also losing their livelihood, and now
true,
all of a sudden they're dependent on all of us to help them get through.
Right.
So why don't we just help them now, and then they can take care of themselves and feed their own families and their children for the rest of their lives.
And pay it forward, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally, totally.
You know?
So it's very exciting to be able to do this for these guys. Literally, the first $1,500 that comes in will start the testing process. We don't have to wait till we raise $25,000 for each guy. We can start the first guy. Mike's going to start first and try it out. And we're going to do surgery on one eye at a time as we raise the money.
Right. And from what I understand, one eye is worse than the other. So
yes. Yeah, so we're going to do his worst eye first. We need to get up to $10,000 in order to pull that together.
That's okay.
So, yep, one
I have
step
faith
at a
in
time.
My people.
We have a guest on our show today, Denise Russo of Top Secret Hair Accessory. She is a I'll let her tell her story, but she is kicking off this fundraiser with a $1,000 donation for Mike. Mind you, she hasn't met Mike yet and is kicking off the donations with $1,000.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And challenging all of her clientele to match her on the $1,000. So what a great human. What a great, great, great individual. I can't wait to let you talk to her in a bit and get to know Denise and support her, because she's doing some really awesome things for children all over the world as well.
Yeah, she's doing some really great things, and you'll get to hear more about her. But as we're going forward again with Mike, if you do have an opportunity to go online, you can actually read a little bit more about him at GoFundMe. Is it GoFundMe? GoFundMe.com. And what is the title, Janie, so that way we can tell our listening
Give
audience?
Mike Precise His Sight Back.
And how are you spelling precise? It's
P-R-E-C-I-S-E.
So Give Mike Precise His Sight Back.
Yeah, but you can catch that. You can get to it by going to humanitarianradio.com.
Yeah.
And clicking on the link that we have there, and it'll take you right to it. And you can do a dollar donation. You can do $10 donations. You can do all kinds of different levels. And each level, in this case, we've been able to either get the band to donate or fellow friends of both Mike's, the band, the radio station, to offer some really cool things, some T-shirts, some songs, some downloads, even a gold record autograph, which is really cool. So go check it out. See what you can do. Anything is a help. No donation is too small. And we'll be right back after this message.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun.
So keep them in mind. ST Productions, an audio video graphic design service.
So, Janie, you were telling me about some things you found on the internet, how to diffuse an angry person, which I thought was really interesting, and I wanted you to share that with our listening audience.
Well, you know, I always try to find some good news for your soul that I can share on the radio station. And
even with the angry ones.
A lot of times things are really funny and comical, but this one is actually very interesting because it only takes 3 steps to diffuse an angry person.
1, hit them with a bat.
Well, I'm going to just give you a little pre-conversation here. Have you ever been in a heated argument with a friend, coworker, or your spouse and didn't know what to do? Well, you can use the following steps to resolve the conflict on a positive note. We're all about positive, so see how this plays into our show perfectly. Make a conscious decision not to react. Good thought.
Okay, that's a good thought. It's a really good thought, and it's
Now, first of all, realize that it might not have anything to do with you at all, but you might have said something that triggered an emotion from a past experience that is starting the eruption.
You mean like how my boss sounds like my dad?
Yes, I mean exactly like that. Try not to take the words personally and realize that it may have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And try to understand where they are really coming from and what they are really trying to communicate. So instead of fighting back, be prepared to listen and understand their perspective so that you can gain some understanding on what is it that's making them so upset. And don't feed into their anger. They may want to fight. They may want to shout. The best thing that you can do, stay silent. Let them get it off their chest. Let them say what they got to say. And if you speak calmly while they are speaking loudly, you will start to see them toning down their anger. It'll calm them down. Never point your finger at someone who's arguing with you, both literally and figuratively. Don't get into a what's right and what's wrong match. Don't try to educate them on anything. Just let them vent. It's a release. It's an anger release. And if you let someone just say what they have to say and you agree that you understand and acknowledge that you realize that they're angry, whether you agree with what the subject matter is, acknowledge that you realize that they're angry, that you understand what they're saying, doesn't mean you have to agree. A reasonable solution maybe that acknowledges that you heard them telling you and move on. Demonstrating respect for the other person who is clearly upset is the best way to diffuse a person's rage quickly.
Very interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I totally understand where they're coming from, and I have practiced that myself.
Was this a message for you?
Yes. Well, I have practiced that. It's called biting your tongue.
It is. Yes, it is.
And not rolling your eyes that they can see it. It's called biting your tongue, rolling your eyes, and just going.
But I'm sure you've
seen. I'm going to sit here calmly and just let them say what they need to say.
Yeah.
And though I really want to try to defend myself for
however,
the accusations that are being thrown at me, then I just got to go, hey, you know what? Obviously,
it's not about me.
They're very passionate about what they're trying to convey, and just allow them to say what they need to say. And, like,
and
you
notice that if you do raise your voice with someone who's confronting you, they get louder.
Yeah,
they get madder. Mm-hmm. They start to lose their temper even more. Mm-hmm. So it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, it becomes a shouting match. And I
particularly
think that's a really
with
great
teenagers. I mean, this is great advice if you're a parent.
Yeah, but I think it's great that you say calmly respond.
Right, right.
Like, hey, man, I'm not going to freak out about this.
Okay. I understand what you're saying,
and that's that.
I totally get it.
Yeah. So I think that's some really good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is our tidbit of the day.
Awesome.
Awesome. And, Tony, you're working on something really cool. You are putting together a best of CD.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And it's been really quite the journey for me to actually go through all these songs and see things that I've written in the past and see where I've been up until now. I'm working on new songs for a 16th CD, but going back and revisiting a bunch of these songs has just been a lot of fun, and trying to narrow it down for me has been insane because there's so many songs that I like for different reasons, and
Tony
just exploring
and,
the different styles that I've actually written in has been really interesting.
Tony and Dave Gilman and myself had a little listening party last weekend to try to help Tony narrow down what is the best of, you know, out of more than 100 songs, I'd have to say. And it was a challenge. And we tried to pick a variety of different genres because Tony's so close to it. I mean, he knows these songs inside and out. Dave has been performing with Tony on and off for the last 25 years, and I've only been in the picture for about maybe like 7 years. And us having a less tainted perspective, if you will, because these songs aren't embedded in our heads, we thought it was going to be a real snap to pick out these songs for Tony and go, oh, yeah, dude, put this one on, put that one on. Well, it was a lot harder than we expected because there's so many good songs with great messages to pick from.
I appreciate that. And, again, it's going to be really an interesting listen because when you put it on, you're going to hear some acoustic-driven songs.
Yeah.
Some rock songs.
Right. Some very melodic R&B
styles,
some country feel,
just a lot of different styles and a lot of different feels, and I think that's what's so much fun. And also, I dug up a song that was lost in the mix for a while, and I think just bringing that back is exciting for me. So, a lot of cool things happening with that, and we're actually going to be making a presentation to a record company.
Yeah,
that has
in the next few weeks. That's really
has
exciting.
Has requested it, so that is really exciting. That has what prompted me to do this is to look at all the songs that you've written throughout the years and let's see if we can just gather up the best of the best and make this presentation. And it's real exciting.
It's going to be available to you guys to purchase as well.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely let you know. Keep your eye on sainttone.com for sure and keep your eye on the Facebook. But also we'll also post on Humanitarian Radio.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be right back with Denise
Russo.
Yeah.
Top secret hair accessory.
Stay tuned.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician.
I wanna hear it full glass stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
This segment of the show sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your event to a whole new level. Visit artisticjourney.com today. Okay, so we are back with Miss Denise Russo from Top Secret Hair Accessory. Hey, Denise.
Hey, Janie. How you doing?
Fabulous, darling. Welcome to the show. I've been bragging about you for the last half hour here. So our fans and listeners actually know a little bit about you, and I'm really excited to let them get to experience you.
Awesome. I'm very excited to share my knowledge with them.
So, Denise, let's start out with telling them exactly what your company is and what you do.
Well, I've been working, I'm a hair designer slash hairstylist. I've worked in television and film for the last 20 years, but I've been a stylist for the last 36 years. And while working on film and a lot of downtime, I developed an unbelievable product called Top Secret Hair Accessory. And it's hair pieces all hand-tied out of the best hair in the whole wide world, one hair at a time. And they can be colored, and I have them in several different lengths and styles. We also have the clip-on extensions, and like I said, even with the extensions, everything's hand-tied. So they're virtually undetectable by the naked eye and also by the feel of it.
So these are pieces of hair that you attach to your head in some format?
Yes, sir. They're a ventilated micro-mesh base. That's what the hair is attached to, with a four-clip attachment system. And you just clip it onto your existing hair to embellish it or clip on highlights or add volume. Or with the extensions, you can add length, or you could do both. So if you have short hair, you can go from short to long in a matter of 12 clips.
Now you can do this for men also, so it's not just women that you do this for.
No, as long as a man has something to clip onto, we can design pieces for him as well.
Right, and from what I understand, these can be different sizes. So if a man has a little bald spot in the back of his head, you can make a real small little piece that just clips into the back little circle there, because that's where normally guys lose their hair.
Absolutely.
And not just men who are losing their hair, Tony, because she helps women who are suffering from a variety of diseases like alopecia and a variety of hair loss, problems that women experience. And this is one of the things that really opened my eyes to me with what Denise is doing, because she's able to, in one fell swoop of designing a hairstyle for someone, basically, she's able to help people who are suffering from cancer and going bald and are varying stages of sickness and feeling horrible about themselves. And she's able to lift their spirits and bring them to a whole new level by just attaching something on their head that looks so natural and beautiful. Denise, I think that's just so awesome that you
raise
people
so much
like that.
It's really, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's over 40 million American women who are suffering from this type of issue. You know, as we get older, our body doesn't produce the same human growth hormone that we did in our 20s, mm-hmm. and especially women who are menopausal and, going through the natural aging process, our face starts to sag, and, our skin sags. We don't have the elasticity as we did.
Don't say it.
And our hair starts to thin, and it's become a really big, problem. And to provide a solution for the women out there that can save them time and actually money in the long run, because the women out there that are, doing perms to make their hair bigger or highlights and color, they can actually do, one process color now and pop on highlights, to their hair. And the money that they save from going to the hairdresser can actually pay for a hair piece. That's going to, last them. So for pennies a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, what it costs you for a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day, you can have fabulous looking hair in a second. So they're very affordable. And, the main thing that I find that women, and they reach out to me and they like, "You changed my life, Denise." And, I'm very humble, and I blush a lot when they say that. But they sincerely mean it, because, they come into me sometimes in tears. And, I had a woman the other day. She had 5 hair transplants.
Oh,
and she was still putting powder on top of her head. And she was a young girl. She was in her late 30s. And she was just she just sat down and she said, "This is really hard. I found you on the web, and this is so hard for me to come here. But I found you, and I saw your YouTube videos, and I wanted to come here and meet you." And tears were just streaming down her face.
Oh,
and I gave her a hug. And that's one thing, too, about our staff and my location in Studio City, that we have a very warm, welcoming staff, and it's not intimidating at all. And we have 4 private rooms, so not only can I see my celebrity clients in there, and you can come through the back door, but it's very private. And we assure that with our clients, and we make everybody feel really comfortable there.
And I have to say, I want to say, Denise, that I got to experience your salon firsthand, and so I'd like to tell my listening audience how I felt about it, because what you're explaining about this young lady, although I have hair on my head, and my hair, I'm in pretty decent shape. However,
yes, you are.
Head wise, I'm saying, hair wise. but I want to say that, yes, walking in your front door, your facility is very elegant, very, very pretty, and very warm, and it's a very beautiful energy in there. And when you walk in and you feel that right from the get-go, and then it doesn't matter who of your staff is sitting at the front desk, you get the warm, friendly, happy smile. I want to say it's very hands-on, delicately.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's a really nice feeling. And then you bring me back into your office, into your area there, and you start pulling different pieces of hair, you know, out of your selection. And when you started putting them on my head, what did I do? I started crying because I saw myself in a whole different light. And it was not only shocking to me, but it was very, very, it was very comforting and soothing to know that, I'll tell you honestly what I was thinking, when I get old and I start losing my hair, like a lot, I'll be able to do this and I'll be able to look young for a lot younger. And it shocked me to the degree of, I took pictures while I was there with you, and I don't know if you remember, but I sent them to my mom, and my mom responded with, "Wow, Janie, you look like you did it when you were 12 years old." And that is the difference that just adding a few of these pieces did to me. And, you know, my audience knows I'm 52. I'm not 12. But to look that young after just addressing a few different aspects of my hair, I was blown away, blown away, blown away. And it made me feel so good to walk around and have those pieces on. And I do use them to perform with our band St. Tone now. And it definitely gives me a very uplifting, very positive feeling about myself. So even, you know, not having a medical problem and even just wanting to feel good, it's such an awesome way, quick and easy, and it's so easy to do myself. I don't have to come and see a hairdresser to get my hair done every time. I can do it at home, and that's really, really cool.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, when you left, I sent you with a video because you live like an hour and a half away, and I said, don't worry. You know, when you come to L.A., I can help you with that, but I send you home with the videos, so if you, you know, you think it's a little overwhelming at first, and I say, here's a video, you can pop it into any computer or DVD player and watch it, and it'll remind you of exactly how to put it on, what's the front of the piece, the back of the piece, how to blow dry and style it at home. So we provide that too as well, and because the whole experience can be a little overwhelming because it's excitable.
It's so exciting.
When you go from flat to fabulous in seconds.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're like, okay, now what do I do? And I take, you know, the client step by step, too. But, you know, to have that video, that DVD, is it gives a sense of security, you know, after they leave my studio.
Yeah, and that's really helpful. And that's great because people who don't live in, you know, Los Angeles or any of the areas where your studios are, they can still do this so easily. Why don't you give them instructions if they're in Connecticut, say, and they're interested in trying some of these. How do you get them started?
Okay, well, we have, if you go to our website, you can go to the little button that says Signature Salons. Our website is topsecrethair.com, and you can just go, it'll say testimonials, and just view our whole website. You can get a little bit familiar with our product, and you can see some of the TV stuff that we've been on as well. And have a look at our product. If you can't find a Signature Salon in your area, you can always email, if you have an iPhone or a Samsung, take a picture and email it to Denise@topsecrethair.com, and I will personally do a consultation over the web. Let me know what you're looking for, if you're looking for volume or length or both. Maybe you want to change your color and add some highlights. And you can black out your eyes or, you know, your face if you want to, but I assure you, we run a tight ship. Everything is confidential. We would never use your pictures for anything. One of the things that I was raised with was integrity, and, you know, my character is everything. We stand 100% behind our product, and we would never do that to anybody. So your pictures are safe with us, and like I said, I'll personally do a consultation over the web. And pick out the right piece that's the best suited for you and the best color for you as well. Because the last thing I want to do is take somebody's money and sell them the wrong piece.
Right.
And sometimes with all of our broad line of hair and different top pieces and extensions, if you go to our catalog, you're like, oh, my God, I don't know if I want this or this. And sometimes if you just shoot me a picture of you and maybe you have a petite face and you don't need that much hair and your hair is really short, we have a new mini Sauvage to offer you. You know, so there's so many different things. And you, as a listener, probably don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you don't. But that's what I can do, is I can help you personally pick the right piece for you, the right color, and so that you can be 100% thrilled, 120% thrilled. Because that's what it does. That's what it does for one's self-esteem
and having
the right piece for you.
I want to say, Denise, that, you know, I've gotten to know you pretty well over the last few months. We met a few months ago when we were doing an event for a charity called Safe Passage. But I wanted to say that I was there the other day, and a woman walked in, and she wanted to buy stuff. And you said to her, you don't need all that. This is all you need. So I want people to know you're not out there to sell them a bag of goods. You're out there to do only what they need and nothing more. And I love that about you, that you're not, you know, trying to push your stuff on somebody and sell. That's not who you are, and that's not what your business is about, and I really respect and appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, if you have the experience to come in, I will show you different options if I have you there, because I get very excited about it. And for me, every consultation is, I feel impressed myself with, you know, I'm amazed every time I do somebody. I got to show you this, or I got to show you this. This is a new product that I brought out. Just because you're here, you know, I'm not saying that you have to buy it now, but I just want to show you what we can create, that, you know, you're not confined to one look anymore. I can, you know, working on movie sets and having the experience I've had as a stylist, and how I, you know, educated myself and broadened my, my career, I can create almost anything. And that's what's really exciting about it. So you don't have to say, well, my hair will never do that. You know, well, never say never, because maybe I can create that. Most likely I can. So it's exciting. It's like having a new outfit every day. You know, you don't wear the same clothes, hopefully, every day, or the same purse or the same underwear. So why should you have the same hair, you know? And we like to show you and create all these different options for you.
I wanted to jump in for a quick second. I think what's so cool about this is that, just as a perfect example, Janie had used your product last night, and it gave her a totally different look, but yet it also gave her a totally different type of confidence and just a feeling overall that she was walking around just differently, because I was like, look at you. And she's like, yeah, you know, you if you think you look good, you seem to feel good, and you seem to feel better about yourself. And it does come down to confidence. So I love the fact that you're helping those out that really need it, but then there's also those that just want to do it as a recreational thing, something different to make them feel good about themselves. So it has double meaning to people.
Yeah, because what was the first thing you said, Tony, when you saw her with all that hair? You were like, you look 17. Or when y'all first had met.
Exactly.
I don't know what exactly the age was, but you were like, wow, you look so young. I mean, that's what Janie told me that you said. And I said, I think she sent you a picture. That's what it was. And you texted back going, oh, my God, you look so young. So,
totally.
Yeah, it's like I had a lady in today that she came in with her crown, a crown piece, which is our crown ponytail. And then I have this little mini sabot. And sometimes she wears them both separately. But she's like, I want to do them together. It's a beach wedding in Malibu. And I was like, okay, just come in and I'm going to show you how easy it is. So she came in and she's like, Denise, her son got married 2 years ago. And she goes, oh, I wish you would have had that little mini sabot. I should have brought you to my son's wedding. This is what I wanted for my son's wedding 2 years ago. And I was like, yeah, we didn't have those pieces in, you know, I'm always creating new things. But I'm like, now you see how easy I did. You're going to be able to do this yourself. And she goes, I go, look how young you look. And she goes, I do. I look so young. And she was like in her young 50s. But I swear, she looks so young and fresh. And she didn't have to worry about the humidity or the wind blowing on the beach. It was like the perfect little updo, and it was so cute on her, and it looked so natural. You could not even tell she was wearing anything on her head. And it was very simple, but yet it was elegant.
That's awesome.
So it was really fun, and I got a kick out of it. Again, I amazed myself of how easy and how different one can look. And she wears her hair in a bob, and I get her in a little French twist, a little, you know, spruce on the top, and a little mini. It looked amazing. It was just so much fun.
Now, you've been able to do this
can
also.
Can you tell I like what I do?
Say that again?
I said, can you tell I like what I do? I should say love what I do.
Yeah, you love what you do. And you know what? That passion really shows when you get a client in there, because you could tell, again, as Janie said earlier, that you're very passionate about your product, and you're not just there to say, how much of this stuff can I sell? I just want to push it out the door. It's more like each person comes in there with their own individual needs, and you come in there and give them a custom individual piece for them for whatever they want. I wanted to add that you actually work with children also. Tell us a little bit about that as far as what you do with kids. Charities and stuff.
Yeah, so we did an event for Mending Faces, and you guys donated your time and staying at the event, which was really awesome. And I created a new product called the Faux Hawk, and we're going to be donating some to children's hospitals, you know, come Christmas time, which I'm very excited about. Just, you know, when they're going through, you know, cancer and they don't have any hair, this is a great way to put a smile on their face when you put on a Calypso Faux Hawk. And also, we're looking into bringing wigs, children's wigs, into our line as well, just to make the children feel better about themselves. So we're working on that at the current time.
That is awesome. I think that's so cool that you can help kids out like that. And again, these are kids that, you know, they're going through some traumatic things, and just the fact that they can have their hair at least feel like they look good, I think is fantastic.
Yeah. It's very exciting, and I'm excited about it.
No,
the typical wigs, they don't fit everybody's head. So, you know, this is another way of making them feel good and getting them through their day.
Well, that's the whole thing. The whole point is that it's such a natural-looking piece that you put on, and because each one is individual, that you cut it and style it to the person's face and the person's need. It's not just one piece fits all. It's more like, no, we're going to match your hair exact, and it doesn't have to be just one size. It could be just a little crown in the back, or it could be a full three or four pieces. So, it's amazing.
One of the things I want to say is I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but we won in the Reader's Choice Award for the second time, voted by professionals as the number one clip on hair pieces and extensions. And,
wow.
You know, women want value in their dollar today. They want something that's going to make them look and feel good, and something that's going to last. And I can honestly say it will do that. And I'm real proud of that little award. And hopefully we're going to win it again.
I want to get a different side of you that I happen to know, and I'd like our listeners to get to know, because, you know, Denise, I always feel like when people get to know who you are, they're going to trust and feel more comfortable with you, even working with you from across the country or from a different country. And
yes.
What I want to talk about is how you started out from Texas to California, and how you were very passionate and very devoted to, I'm going to make something happen for myself here. And I want to hear your story, and you can be as brief or detailed as you want to about it. But I know that your story was one of struggle, and you came out on top, sister, and I think you should share that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a journey. I mean, everybody has a story, but I created a TV show back 25 years ago, back in Texas. I did a lot of the debutantes and all the fundraiser moms over there in San Antonio, and I created a makeover show, and it was before and afters, and I just got into it a little bit, and I thought, oh my God, I have to go out to California. I want to do this television and film, and you know, work in the hair business. And I started doing extensions back in Texas, and when there was no, you know, real hair available, I was ripping wigs apart and sewing wefts and gluing them to my scalp, and then I'd come out here to hair show, and I'd have long Barbie hair, blonde, and I was a bleach blonde back in the day, and people, you know, even famous hairdressers were coming up to me, is that your natural curl, is that your natural hair, and I'm like, it's all natural. I did a little fibbing that day at the hair show, and there was one little booth back in the day that a gentleman was selling hair extensions, and these ladies were in there, and I could tell they were bad hair extensions. And then they were trying to talk to the gentleman, and he kept, you know, looking at my hair, and they were talking to him and looking at my hair, and they're like, is that natural? Is that your natural curl? Is that your natural color? And I said, I've been lying all day. I can't lie anymore. I go, it's synthetic. It's extensions. And it's, you know, they're like, no way. So that's when it all started. And I decided, you know what, I have to come out to California and do this. And I came out here and, you know, worked on low-budget films until, you know, one of our low-budget films went union and got into the union as a union hairstylist and took tests to be a journeyman and shoot a lot of movies and whatnot. And that's how I came to create The Top Secret. Like I said, when I was on downtime, where you sit around and wait a lot of times mm-hmm. for other partners to get the job done, instead of going to craft service and eating, I was, you know, playing around with hair, playing around with wigs. I just never liked what the wigs look like on the screen. If you ever go to a movie and you see the top of, you know, an actor's head cut off, it's either a bad toupee or a bad wig.
Mm.
And I always worked really close behind the director and watched every shot that they took. So when I put Top Secret on the client and or the actresses, they never cut their head off because it looks so real. And that was huge for me.
Sure.
And I loved it. Yeah, it was a big thing. And the actor would come in the morning, and, you know, they look like you and me with no makeup on. They're, you know, they don't look all glamour. We're the hair and makeup department could do some major work. I mean, because they come in their sweats in the morning, and I'd have their hair ready. Before they even went into makeup, I'd pop on one of their pieces, and they're like, geez. What did you do? What is that?
Instantly,
I'm like,
yeah.
Secret. I'm like, it's Top Secret, girl. And they're like, this is amazing. Like, I don't even need makeup. I look good, you know, and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, this is unbelievable. I want this. I need to get this from the production. So when you can please an actor
yeah.
and make them happy, I knew. I'm like, I might be onto something. If you can please them, you can please anybody. Because they're pieces of work most of the time, and they're real picky, especially, you know, they know that they're going to be on HD television or, you know, up
right.
on a big movie screen. They want to look good because
yeah.
you can see everything, you know?
They're going to be
with
scrutinized.
The camera they have today, you can see every single thing.
They're going to be scrutinized
yeah.
by the millions. So that's a tall order
yeah.
for you. It's a tall order for you to have to not only please them, but please the people who are making the film, you know, please the guys who are doing the filming and go, yeah, that looks great. Yes, he can look like that in our scene in our movie. So
yeah,
it's a tall order. So I felt like a movie star when I was at your place, I can tell you.
Awesome.
When I walked out of there, I felt like everybody in the world should be looking at me right now. Truly.
Awesome.
Truly, it was great. And I've been, you know, so thrilled to watch you. You and I went on vacation not too long ago, and I watched you put pieces on a young lady who was suffering through cancer, and that was such an awesome.
Well, let's be honest. You made me rip off my hairpiece.
I did. I wasn't going to say it.
You're like, you made me rip it off right off my head, and I'm like, I really can't get back. And you're like, no, take it off right now. I'm like, okay.
In a public place.
Yes.
In a restaurant.
God, was everybody was happy at happy hour. But I reluctantly did that. You know what? After I put that on that girl, OMG.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she started crying all over again.
Yeah.
It was such a transformation on her. She was like, oh, my God. I feel like Shakira. She looked like Shakira.
She did.
It looked really awesome, and she was so excited.
And she was getting, it was a Friday. It was a Friday, and she was getting ready on Monday to go to the doctor and see if she was in remission or if her cancer was back again. So it was a pretty big turning point for her.
Yeah.
You showed her that, you know, what you and I had been saying to her is, look, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's how are you going to live the rest of your days? And
yeah, you healed her from the inside, and I touched her. You touched her on the inside and put your beautiful insight on her inside. And inside, and I touched her on the outside, and
she walked away.
Healing.
She walked away from us a brand new person, and the gentleman that she was with, who was a real good friend of ours for a lot of years, texted
yeah.
you the next day in the morning and said something like, "You guys saved this girl."
Yeah, that was pretty. That was a magical evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. And I've seen you do that more than once, and it blows me away. And so I really want people to know, if you have a friend that's out there that's suffering, you could so help them with just turning them on to Top Secret Heresy. You can really change someone's life by just giving them the awareness that Denise is out there, because I've seen her do this magical thing of just placing hair on people and changing their life. It is just such an amazing thing. Denise, you work with a lot of different charities too. Do you have some favorites or some that you particularly lean toward?
Well, I have a client, and she's been my client for the past 20 years, and she's a cancer survivor 3 times, and she works at UCLA in the fundraising department for the Johnson's Cancer Foundation at UCLA. So we donate, you know, every year to that, and so that's the one thing that we do. And then, you know, the Safe Passages, and it's for battered women. We donate our time and money and stuff to that. Men in Faces is another one. And we just did one, a new organization, and they honored my dear good friend, Deborah Carver, and we became a sponsor for that too, which is the Beauty Bus. And it's I want to try and help get this, you know, nationwide. I know it's now in Southern California, but it needs to be all over the United States and hopefully all over the world. And it's an organization for people who are terminally ill, or they're confined to their home and they can't get a manicure or a pedicure, or they can't get a haircut or their hair colored, or, you know, just a cut and style. And hairdressers donate their time, and, you know, like us and other organizations donate product and whatever, but a lot of people donate their time, and they go to these people's homes and devote their time and donate their time to cutting their hair and again, touching people's lives who are confined to a wheelchair or to bed and
right.
They can't get out of the house. So it's a great, it's called the Beauty Bus, beautybus.org. You know, I am real excited to be a part of that, you know, this new organization as well. So
very
we're looking
cool.
forward to doing some stuff with them.
And
yeah, it's very exciting.
Anything else you have coming up that you want people to participate with you on and you know, support you and that type of thing? And then also I want to tell people where they can find you. So I'd like you to give all of your contacts, as in your emails or your Facebooks or websites or whatever it is that you generally give out for people to find you.
We've got a show coming up in the beginning of August, and we're going to be in San Francisco at Cash and Carry. It's at the market there, and where people go and buy stuff for their stores. And we're going to be—I think it's the beginning of August, I think August 2nd, and I think it's for 3 or 4 days. And so we'll be there in San Francisco doing makeovers, and they can go to our website. And every month we have something going on. I always like to try and take July off just to take a staycation, because I travel a lot with my business. But that's usually a month where I just I don't do any trade shows and stay home and on the weekends as much as I can. And but just go to our website, topsecrethair.com, and
mm-hmm.
they can find us and where we're going to be and different events that we'll be doing throughout the country. And like I said, if they want me to do a consultation, they can always email us a picture at denise@topsecrethair.com, and I'll be happy to help you out.
That is awesome. Do you also have a Facebook? Is that out there?
Yes, we have a Facebook. We have 2 Facebooks. We have a Top Secret Hair, and we also have a Top Secret Hair Accessory, and we also have a Twitter. I think it's Top Secret. I don't really know that much about Twitter, but I'm sure they can find out on our Facebook. Most definitely. And I also have one, too. But, yeah, they can find us on Facebook.
And
if they like us, just hit like.
Exactly. And you're located in Studio City, California, correct?
Yes, we're at 12436 Ventura Boulevard. We're between Laurel Canyon and Whitsett, right downtown Studio City. It's right across from West Hollywood and Beverly Hills. They're right off the 101 in Laurel Canyon, so we're really easy to get to.
Excellent. Because I want people to know that. So if they do live locally, they can actually come by and see you and speak to you in person. And if not, if you're listening from across the country and you happen to be visiting California, it's really easy to get to. But if you aren't visiting California, it's something that you can still use anywhere in the country, so you don't have to live in California. You do have other places, too, that will help supply people with product, right?
Yes. Those are our signature salons, and they can find that on our website.
Perfect. Perfect. Excellent. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show. We definitely look forward to working with you more in the future, because I know you're doing a lot of great things for people out there. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you, Tony. And thank you, Janie, so much for sharing this with your listeners. And I just really adore you guys. You guys do so much for the community as well, I might add. I mean, it was really, really great to meet you at that event and all the other events that we do together. It's just... it's an honor to know both of you. It really is.
Ditto, baby. Ditto. All right, Denise.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to encourage people to hang out with you in your world from wherever they are. And, you know, let us know how things are going for you. And check back in with us and let us know when you're doing events that we want people to support you on, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, darling. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So every week what we do is we choose a song for our guest, and this week I chose a song that I wrote a while back. It's a song called Shine My Light, and I really feel that what Denise does for people is allow them to actually shine their own personal light and get back out into society and not feel embarrassed about themselves. And that's what this song is all about. It's finding that inner strength and actually exposing it out to the world, and I feel like when you feel better about yourself, you're more confident, and that's really what Denise does. She brings a lot of confidence back to people. So let's check it out. This is Shine My Light by Saint Tone.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. So shine. first time in years, babe. I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light. First time in years. First time in years.
So that is Shine My Light by Saint Tone. You could find that song at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. There you'll find a bunch of other videos, songs, shows, and performances that we're doing around the state and around the country. Make sure to like us on Facebook, too, Saint Tone on Facebook. That is our show for this week. I want to thank our guests again for being part of our show. If you know someone who should be on our show, definitely contact us through humanitarianradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook, which is Facebook/humanitarianradio. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.